You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 127, the Star of Bethlehem and astrology. Today's challenge: doesn't the Star of Bethlehem imply the practice of astrology? Today's defense: the fact that the Magi recognized the star's significance implies they practiced astrology, but it doesn't imply that we should. The ancients didn't know what the stars really are, and many of them regarded them as divinities that rule the fates of men. Thus, the sun, moon, and the wandering stars, or planets, had the names of deities: Sol, Luna, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn. The names varied from culture to culture, but in paganism they were worshipped as deities. This practice was explicitly condemned in the Old Testament, Deuteronomy 4:19, 17:3, etc. And the author of Genesis demythologizes it by describing the heavenly bodies as merely lights created by God, Genesis 1:14-16. This doesn't mean God can't use them as signs of major events in his plan. He's omnipotent and can do so if he chooses. Thus, in the book of Joel, God states, "I will give portents in the heavens. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood." Joel 2:30-31. In Acts, Peter interprets this in terms of the dawning of the Christian age. Acts 2:14-21. It's noteworthy that darkness covered the land, the sun shall be turned to darkness, during the crucifixion, Matthew 27:45, and providentially, there was a lunar eclipse that made the moon appear red and the moon to blood on April 3rd, AD 33, the probable date of the crucifixion. If God chose to mark the death of his son with an unusual celestial sign, then he might have done the same to mark his birth, and he further may have allowed the Magi to recognize its significance based on the ideas present in their culture. However, this would be an exceptional event and not an endorsement of the practice of astrology in general. The stars are not divinities that rule our lives, and they have no power over us. God may providentially use them as markers of certain events in his plan of the ages, but that doesn't mean we can infer things about the events of our own lives from them. This is what the modern practice of astrology does, however, and so the Catholic Church rejects it. Catechism of the Catholic Church, 2116.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com. Or head over to Catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.